All right, Steve Elzinga here. We're with the coaching class. I hope your studies are going well, keeping up with the readings and the quizzes and all those things. I think this class could make a huge difference, maybe in your professional life or your personal life, your family, your friends, any leadership opportunity that you have. We're sort of going to get into the meat of things today. I've entitled this one, Deciding What to Do, Part 1. We're going to look at several sessions of this thing. This is where you start. Coaching is, remember, coaching is about getting your client to some form of, here it comes, action. Counseling is all about understanding, thinking about the past, understanding the influences of your life and how things have gone, and in the process of understanding, change may happen for your life. Coaching is not looking at the past, it's really looking to the future. What things should you be doing? What thing would you like to work on? It's all about action, getting someone to do something. The three things coaches does with a client to accomplish this. Number one, a coach will help the client figure out what they want to do. And I'm calling that make a decision. Make a decision about what it is that you want to do. Second thing that a coach does is help the client figure out how to do what they want to do. You make a decision to do something, and then you make a plan of how you're going to do what you've decided to do. And then finally, you help the client do what they plan to do, and that's really management. You're managing the process of working out the plan. So we're going to look at that first one. I found this sort of picture of what we're trying to do. This sort of summarizes those three things. So if you start with number one, the objective, what is it that you want to do? Okay. Then you move to number two, readiness, where are you now? Okay, you want to do something, but what resources, what's your situation presently? Direction, which way will you go? So this is where you're at, where do you want to go? And finally, number four, execute. How will you get there? That's like coming up with a plan. You want to do something, you have a goal in mind, but how are you going to achieve this goal? And then finally, you review what you've achieved. So that's the management part. So this is really number one, this is number two, and this is number three. So we are going to, let's see, I'm having trouble getting past this. There we go. All right, so we're going to look at number one, help client figure out what they want to do. We're going to try to help the client make a decision, try to examine their life to figure out what they need to change, what form of action plan that they should come up with. Well, why do people need help deciding what they want to do? I mean, it seems simple enough. What is it that you want to do in your life? And just go do it. Well, the reason people need help in figuring this out is because for a lot of people, they just lack focus. I talked in an earlier session how we live in kind of an ADD world. And we live in an ADD world, attention deficit. Some people have this syndrome, attention deficit syndrome, where they can't concentrate on one thing. They start with one thing and then they're distracted. That actually used to be a really good thing. When people were, you know, back in the hunting and gathering part of human history, to be a good hunter, you want to be easily distracted. You're in the woods and you're searching for game, and then you hear something over here and your ear right away goes to that. A lot of creative people are ADD. They see things and notice things around them. They have a hard time concentrating on one thing, but they see things other people do not see. But we live in more of a farming world, and the farming world is more about organization and management. You have to plant your seeds at a certain time, and then you have to till the ground, and you have to weed, and you have to water, and you have to fertilize. There's schedules of things that you have to stick to, and there's priorities, and it's more of a management thing. We live in kind of a management world. So people that are ADD struggle. But I think because of all the choices and the freedom and all the options that we have with work, with who we meet, what we do with our time, we have unprecedented freedom in our world today. People are not sure what to do. They don't know what to focus on. And because we're bombarded with advertising and noise, and people can call us on our cell phone at any time, we're always distracted. It's hard to find a focused time to do anything. So I think people, the average person today, whether they're ADD or not, I think the average person has a hard time deciding what they really want to do, because there's so many options, so many things. People have this huge to-do list, and they don't know where to start. Number two, I think people live their lives with the priority of the urgent. There's the important things that you need to get done. There's the things that if you did these things, you would get the biggest dollar for your effort. But, if your house is on fire, it doesn't matter what your other priorities are. You have to put that fire out. And I think people live their life that way. They live by one emergency. There's an emergency with your son. There's an emergency with your wife. There's an emergency at work. There's an emergency in your community. And all these distractions keep you from going after the things that are most important to you. So you have the things that are most important to you, but then you have the everyone trying to get you to do their thing. Number three, why do people need help deciding what they want to do? Number three, conflicting expectations. Your spouse wants you to do one thing. Your boss wants you to do another thing. Your church wants you to do another thing. You feel God calling you to some other thing. So you have all these voices pulling you in all these different directions, and you don't have enough time to meet everyone's expectations. Number four, too many commitments. Because of all these expectations, we feel obligated to make commitments. Okay, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. Okay, I'll get to that. And we make all these commitments, and we don't have enough time to do all these commitments. People don't have reflection time. They can't just sit back and go, what do I really want to do? We get up in the morning, and we have all these things that we have to do, and we just get started with them. And we never sit back and go, what am I doing? Why am I spending all this time doing the things that I don't really want to do? And how do I get out of those things? And so people don't have time to think about, evaluate what they're doing, and to think about what they really want to do and how they might change. People just don't take that time to do it. Number six, no disciplined process to figure it out. Okay? So we feel like we're on this merry-go-round, we're going around, and we can't get off, and we're not disciplined enough to stop everything and just go, what am I doing? And reevaluate and figure it out how to change the things that are going on in our life. How does coaching help people decide what they want to do? So we have all these issues and problems. How does the coaching process help? Number one, it forces focus. Okay? So I'm the coach, and I'm going to help you focus on these problems. You know, there's all these distractions, and I'm going to cut through the distractions. We're going to carve out this time and say, okay, let's stop. And let's look at these things and figure it out. Number two, the coaching process pushes for priority what is truly our priority. Okay, so I mentioned that there's the priority of the urgent, that there are all these demands around you and people want things right now. Well, in the coaching process, we don't let people control your life. Let's not let people's desires for what you should do control your life. Let's stop that. What do you want to do? And the coach is, in a way, giving you permission to say no. to some of the commitments and the expectations. It answers expectations. Okay? You have all these expectations. Let's figure out a plan to take care of those things so we can get rid of all those expectations. Number four, helps narrow commitments. Okay? You can only have so many commitments. Some of the commitments you're going to have to let go. Some of the commitments you're going to have to delay. Some of the commitments you're going to have to change. You get a realistic view of the commitments that you can actually keep. How does coaching help people decide what they want to do? Number five, it reserves reflection time. So instead of just being pushed along by all the commitments and expectations around you, and never stopping and reflecting on this, you know, we're going to carve out time. Maybe it's maybe the meeting is once a week, and we're going to take an hour every week, and we're going to think about these things. We're not just going to keep doing. We're going to stop and go, what is it we really want to do, and how do we achieve the things we really want to achieve? Coaching uses a process, models, I'm calling them, that can be learned and repeated. So in this process, we're going to try to, as in the coaching process, we're going to help a client think about goals and action things in different categories of life. And once, you know, it requires a little bit of learning at first, but once the client has learned some of these models, then it becomes an easier process, and eventually maybe they don't even need a coach at all because now it has become part of their lifestyle. The three basic model categories that we're going to look at, and right now we're talking just about the decision process, a decision as to what we're going to focus on as a coach and a client. What form of action are we going to take? What do we want to change? There's three basic model categories that we're going to look at. Number one, we're going to look at the brainstorm category. We're going to help the client look at a lot of things. Then number two, we're going to help the client different ways of prioritizing the things that come out of the brainstorming. How do you put them in order? What's more important, or where do we start? And then finally, number three, a commitment to one of those priorities. So brainstorm all these different options of what we could do. Number two, put them in sort of an order, you know, this first, second, third, and then finally choose one to make a commitment to actually do it. So brainstorm areas of action. We're going to look at different models. There's the seven connections model. So you know about the seven connections, you know, walk with God, marriage, family, friends, church, kingdom, world. It's a model. It's a way of looking at relationships. And so that model can be used with a client. Okay, we're going to look at these things, and I want you to think about these seven areas of connection and where are you hurting? Or which one of these is causing trouble in your life? Which one of these makes you most excited? So it helps a client, you know, because if I just come to a client and say, what in the world do you want to work on? And they have the whole world to think about, and they have no idea where to even start. So a model helps give them categories to start thinking about what they want. So I'm not directing, as a coach, I'm not directing you. I'm just giving you a model from which you can start thinking about your life. So there's the seven connections model. Number two, there's the needs versus wants model. Okay, what are the needs, what are your current needs that are not being met? What are your current wants? Are there wants in your life that you think are needs? Are there needs that really are wants? You know, let's think about your life in terms of needs and wants. Number three, obligations and commitments model. Okay, you have all these commitments. You have all these obligations in your life. Let's think about those for a while and see where you're hurting. See if there's something that needs to be changed. So that's going to be our focus. This is, as a coach, I'm going to try to help you think about the areas in your life that are related to obligations and commitments. And then out of that, you may come up with an action item. The dreams model. You know, what is it you've always dreamed about doing? If you were to, you know, if you were going to die in 3 years, what would you want to accomplish in the next 3 years? That model helps a client think about their life and what they want to do in a totally different way. Number five, an opportunities model. What opportunities are out there? Financial opportunities, job opportunities, relationship opportunities, ministry opportunities. Okay? If you now think about the world of opportunities, what is it that you want to do? Do you see how each one of these models sort of takes a whole different direction? So you're offering this client all these different models from which he can think about his life and think about some of the things that he wants to do. Number six, problems model. Okay, what are the problems in your life? Where's the friction in your life? Where's the frustration in your life? Where are things breaking down and you just want them fixed? Okay, so that's a whole different way of looking at one's life. Number seven, the emotions model. Okay, what emotions are you dealing with? Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you have anger issues. Maybe you're just not happy with anything that you're doing. So let's look at the areas of your life in terms of your emotions. And that will help us think about what it is that you want to do. State of being model. Okay, that's kind of a weird one. I have a picture to sort of outline that. Okay, so we start with what is happening now, your current state. What is happening now in your life? What's going on? Your desired state, because this is where you're at. Okay, you're in a job, for example, that you can't stay, can't stand. You don't like your job. Desired state, you want a job that you can enjoy. Where do you need to be? Okay, now here's the identity gaps. What is the difference between the current state and your desired state? Well, I'm not unhappy in the job that I'm doing. Why am I not unhappy? Because it doesn't use my gifts. There's no excitement in it. And what do I want? I want something that's more exciting. Now, what's the difference between the two? Joy in my work. Okay? And then finally, design intervention. What can you do? What are you going to do? And that leads to the action. So it's sort of a, you know, where are you right now? What do you not like about where your life is? In what area of your life do you feel some dissatisfaction? You know, you're here presently with this part of your life, and here's where you want to be. So some of you are not happy with your education. You don't know enough about ministry, so you want to be a sold out follower of Christ, working hard in His kingdom. Maybe you want to be a pastor. Maybe you want to be a church planner. Maybe you want to be a life coach. Okay, right now this is where you're at. This is where you want to be. So what do you need to do to go from here to here? See, that's kind of a model that can help a client figure out what it is that they should be working on. Okay, then there's you prioritize your action items. So we looked at all these models to help a client figure out what it is that they want to do. There's all these different ways of trying to figure that out. And now the client has a whole list of things. Well, when I looked at the seven connections, I was thinking about family. When I was looking at this one, I was thinking about my job. So he has a whole list of things that he could do, that he sort of wants to do. But you can't do them all. So now we have to prioritize these action items. And there's different models to figure out how to prioritize. Number one, there's the easiest versus hardest. Which one of the options that you came up with is easiest? Maybe that's where you want to start. Or maybe you want to start with the hardest. You know, and there's logic both ways. You start with the easiest, you're more likely to succeed. You start with the hardest, it's the biggest challenge. You know, sometimes, you know, when I organize my day, I write a priority list of things I want to do. I put the hardest first, because if I can knock out the hardest right away, I have all this energy to finish all the rest. And if I start with the easiest, you know, I'm working on the easiest, but I know the hardest is coming. And so it's always in the back of my mind. And I want that hardest out of the way. Get it done. Okay? So there's different logic for doing one or the other. Priorities, action items, number two, biggest bang for the buck. Okay? All the things that I listed, which is going to make the biggest change? Which is going to help me go towards the thing I really want the most? Okay? So I'm going after the biggest bang for the buck. Number two, fun, boring continuum. Which of all these things would be the most fun to do? Which would be the most boring? And maybe I need to start with the boring, get that out of the way, and then save the fun for later. So, you know, you can go either way with that. Opportunities. So, you know, if I looked at all the things that I wrote down, which one gives me the biggest opportunity towards growth, towards making something happen? That's a way to think about making the priority. Which is the most interesting? So the client may have a whole list of things. I need to do this in my marriage. I need to do this with my workplace. I need to do this with my studies. I want to get healthy. You know, he's got all these different goals that the process of trying to figure out what he wants to do. He came up with all this list. Okay, which one of all of these is the most interesting to you right now? And that becomes the criteria with which they prioritize what they want to do. Okay, then finally, so there were three things, right? There's trying to figure out what it is that you want to do, and then you get a list of things, and then you prioritize that list. This is where if I was going to do one thing, this is where I would start. This would be second, third, fourth, fifth. And then finally, you have to make a commitment to doing something. I mean, this is the bottom line. We can't just talk about these things. We have to actually do something. So there's different commitment models. Okay, I'm going to try to help you make a commitment. And, you know, there are different kinds of commitment. So which kind of commitment would you like to make? So number one, try it for a season. So, you know, when I made a commitment to get married to my spouse, my wife, I didn't make a try it for a season commitment. It was, I'm going to do this for my entire life. Okay, so there's a try it for a season and there's do it for your life. So, you know, we come up with an action item. Do you want to just give this a try and see how it goes? Is that the kind of commitment you want to make towards doing this thing? Or do you want to throw mud on the wall and see what sticks? Okay, that's kind of an American phrase. If you took a pile of mud and you threw it up against the wall, the sticky stuff is going to stick on it. And so sort of the analogy is, I'm going to start this business, but I don't know if it's going to succeed. And that's okay. I'm going to try three or four things. And I'm going to see which of one of these four things works. I don't know what's going to work. It's trial and error. Is that the kind of commitment that the client wants to make? Or is, you know, what kind of commitment, you know, making a commitment of time and energy? You know, how much time are you going to give this? How much energy is this, you know, a high priority? Are you going to make this the focus of your week? Is this what you're going to do with your spare time? What kind of commitment is this? So you're giving your client options, right? He's got these priorities. He finally makes a decision. Now, what kind of commitment are you going to, I'm going to hold you to this commitment, but what kind of commitment is it? It's important because that's the energy, that's the expectation that you're setting up with your client. Because the next piece is coming up with a plan. Okay, so they're committed to this form of action, but then in the next thing we're going to look at is how do we actually do this? What are the steps? All right, we'll see you again next time.